Song out. I like what this song has to say. It's a good message in it. I think all our songs have to have a good message in it. Amen. This song talks about emptying me of all the selfishness and the things that we have in our life. If we would get out of the way and let God have His way, get something accomplished. Pretty nervous tonight. Teresa's not felt good as all knows. We've not been going singing like we used to, but we're going to do our best for you tonight. Can't blame that on that, though. I just can't sing. But we love the Lord with all our heart, and we hope you can see that in us tonight. He done it all for me. He saved this old boy's soul when I deserved hell.
Say this.
Wait a minute. Excuse us.
back up. You're going to back up and pray. Back up.
Pray for them. The devil don't want us to do this. We're going to anyway.
Suddenly the pain is gone that I've suffered for so long. Now I stand at an open door. As I take one step inside, I begin to realize what my soul's been searching for. Mortal words cannot describe what appears before my eyes, and I'm just inside the gate. Just inside the gate where loved ones await. God's light shining from the throne, fills heaven with a song. Can't believe the change in me. I've never felt so free. I'm just inside the gate. Now at last my mind is clear. Worldly thoughts have disappeared. Every thought is just of Him. No more worries, doubts, or fears. These new eyes can't shed a tear. Peace and joy now. Just inside the gate. Just inside the gate where loved ones await. God's light shining from the throne fills heaven with a song. Can't believe the change in me. I've never felt so free.
We're going to sing one more. This is not a singing, this is a revival, and we're hungry for the word. I know one day all this is going to be over with. We ain't going to have to go through another battle. And I honestly believe it's coming soon. I can't wait to see my mom again, to see Jesus, and see everybody. And they're going to be waiting on us and saying, welcome home. Come on in. Yeah. Looking forward to that day.
Welcome home, I knew you'd come. and look around. Was it worth the wait? Welcome home. Step through the gate.
I don't know if I got this thing on or not. I guess I do. I'm going to go ahead and take this coat off. I told Brad there that I might as well take it off to begin with. I wondered why I ever wore one. Christopher asked me one day, he said, "Daddy, why do you wear that thing for?" I never keep it on. But that's all right, thank the Lord. I've got a robe of righteousness on. And that's all that really matters tonight. But it is good to be in the Lord's house tonight. I appreciate the singing. And Brother James Willie there, we've had many a talk out at the restaurant when it's opened up. And I was glad to see him and see so many different people tonight. And I do count it an honor and a privilege. And if you get anything tonight, it'll be from the Lord. Amen. If you get anything tonight, it'll be from him. All we are is vessels. And but you know, tonight you must empty yourself out that he can fill you. If you want to be filled tonight, you must empty out all the other stuff that's in there and let him fill you tonight. A lot of people had never really experienced the completing the stirring of the Holy Spirit on their heart. They've been saved, but yet they've never been truly filled beyond measure. They've really not experienced the love of God in a way there that we can as we grow closer to him tonight. Now, once you've been saved, you've been saved now. I'm not talking about being baptized with the Holy Spirit there another time or at another time. I'm talking about really getting along with God and experiencing the majesty and the honor and the glory and really experiencing God for who God is. A lot of people come to church and they've never really seen God for who he is. And, you know, as we look back in the book of Isaiah, we realize there that Isaiah seen him high and lifted up. And as we see God high and lifted up tonight, it'll cause us to want to repent of our sins. And it'll want us to cause us there to feel lower than low and want us to really realize that who is God tonight. And I'll tell you what, tonight I'm still finding out. I still don't know all I want to know, and I won't know all I want to know until I get on the other side. And I'm looking forward to being over there with him. I'm looking forward to thanking the one that died for me. But I want you to realize tonight that the Lord's been good to me. And before I can go any further, I'd like to say I thank God for saving me. I thank God for calling me. I thank God for giving me a wonderful mom and daddy, a wonderful wife, a wonderful son, and a wonderful bunch of Christian friends and family. Amen. I thank God for that tonight. My mother-in-law was sick here not long ago. My mama was sick, and I've had a lot of people sick in the family. And I was telling my wife the other night, she was staying with her mom at the hospital, and you know, you get used to being married to someone for a long time. I look over there and I think, boy, this ain't the same. I feel all alone. And Christopher's in the other room. But I begin to appreciate my wife more. You know, today we need to appreciate those around us more. We need to appreciate our Lord more. We take him for granted. We take it for granted that when we fall that he's going to be there to pick us up. We take it for granted that when our bank accounts get low that he's going to put money back in it. We take it for granted that when our tables get empty that he's going to fill it back up. We take it for granted that he's going to be there. But I'm glad that God did promise he would never leave us nor forsake us tonight. And I'm going to stand on the promises of God. But I appreciate you very much, and I love each and every one of you. I know many of you tonight, and you know, I got to thinking about the scripture in the Bible that a prophet hath not honor in his own country. And it's not easy to come and preach in your own country. People knows how you've been all your life, and the best we can do, we fell short. But I ask you to look to the Lord. But if you would with me tonight, turn with me to Romans chapter 2. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous when I stand in the pulpit. And I'd like for you to turn with me to Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And I would like to ask you if you would stand in the reverence reading God's Word tonight, if you're able tonight, if you're able. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, starting with verse 1, it says, "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doeth the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" Now this is where we're looking at tonight. This is going to be the focus of the message. "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for the glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come to you this evening. Lord, we pray, dear God, for thy help. Dear God, we pray for these dear people. We thankful, Lord, for the wonderful singing tonight. We know, dear God, that they knew what they were singing about. Lord, we just ask you tonight, Lord, to take everything out of our hearts, Lord, that might hinder us from serving you tonight. We pray, dear God, that each and every one would be obedient unto the Holy Spirit of God. Dear God, that they would not quench the Spirit of God tonight. And I pray, Lord, if there be one here that's lost and undone without you, that they might see, thank God, that they need to be saved. I pray tonight, dear God, that you would touch this service in a great and mighty way. I'm thankful, dear God, to be saved, thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ, and I ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. But as we look here, we find out a few things. I begin to think about, and I'll probably walk around a little bit. That's just the way I am. Not every preacher does like that, but I'm just the way I am. But I want you to realize tonight that as we look, we find out that there's many places in the Bible that we find out about revival. And you know, everybody wants revival. Well, I don't know if everybody wants revival. I don't know if everybody can stand revival. But I want you to realize tonight that we want to be prepared for revival. Now, I'm not going to guarantee you anything that God's going to send revival down. That's up to Him tonight. But we've got to be prepared that if God sends it, then we're here to receive it. And I'll tell you what, tonight, that's what it's all about, is being ready to receive what God has for you tonight. And you know, tonight, I want you to realize that God is good. God is great. God is awesome. And I've not even got words to describe my God tonight. But I want you to realize tonight, thank God, He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor tonight. He's worthy, thank God, of us being here tonight. He created and made you in the likeness of His image. And I want you to realize tonight, praise God, you're here for a reason. You're not just here just because you thought you'd come. You're here tonight, praise God, for a reason. And I want you to realize tonight that you're important unto God. I want you to realize tonight that God loves you. It don't matter whether you thank God you're a sinner. It don't matter whether you're lost or whether you're saved. God still loves you. God died for you. And I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, if you don't have Him, thank God, you can have Him before the night's through. I'm telling you what, tonight, church, we ought to to get excited about the Lord. Because I'm telling you what, He got excited about us. And there's a song that they sing from time to time about trophy of His grace. I'm glad tonight, praise God, He's not ashamed of me. I'm glad, thank God, tonight He's not ashamed of me. I'm glad He sets me up there, thank God, for everybody to see. But I'll tell you what, tonight, praise God, we don't need to be ashamed of Him. We need to thank God, let people know what He's done for us. And that's the focus tonight, praise God, tonight is, or despise thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. What's going to lead people to repentance? The goodness of God. See, a lot of times we want people to repent because, hey, we preach sin, we preach this, we preach that. That's fine. But I want you to realize tonight we'll have true repentance, praise God, when we realize how good God is. You'll not repent until you really see God and how good He is to you. Now, before I go on, I'd like to ask a question here. I'm going to give you an opportunity. God's laid this on my heart. Is there anybody here that'd like to testify for God? Has God been good to you? What's God done for you? I'd ask you there. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'd like for you to testify. Is anybody going to stand up and testify that the Lord's been good to them? Amen, brother. Amen. Touch Him, Lord. Bless Him. Amen. Do it, God. Amen. Bless Him.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to thank you.
Amen, brother.
I appreciate you asking me that.
Yes. Amen, brother.
I appreciate it. We can't say how much God's been good to us.
Amen.
He's been good to us.
Amen.
We got no promise for next week. I appreciate James and singing the songs tonight.
Amen. Thank
you. Bless my heart. Yeah. God's been good to me. I've been through two rounds on them. I was getting our ways together. And I lose the challenge.
Amen. Amen.
I appreciate it.
Amen. Thank the Lord. He knows what to do, don't he? Amen. Anybody else here got anything they'd like to say? Amen, sister. Go ahead. That's all right, sister. Amen.
5 years. 5 years. I've been either on Walker, Kane, most of the time in the wheelchair. Last 30 months, I've had 5 back surgeries. But I told the church, I said, they took all my medicine away, and they messed me up, and I didn't know who I was or who my family was, and I couldn't pray. I didn't know what to do. My son said, Mama, you've got to pray. Everybody's praying for you. You've got to pray. And I didn't know how.
Amen. Thank
and
the Lord.
And my husband said to me, he said, boy, it's good to hear that. He said, I've not heard that in a while. He said, I'm glad to hear that. And you were talking about your wife missing, your wife when she was gone. Well, if God spares me and John to live till August 15th, we'll be married 50 years.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Won't have to worry about that. And I'm just looking forward to a good week. dad says she don't ever hush.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I know she will be.
Hallelujah.
Well, she started getting worse and worse, and we knew we had to call the hospice in. The hospice nurse come, and they said she needs to go back to the hospital. Mom said, I need to go to the restroom. And I didn't know it at the time, but my sister and the hospice nurse was helping her to the restroom. That hospice nurse said, she looked at her and grinned, said, I don't know what's going on, but it's going to be all right.
Hallelujah, praise God.
People didn't understand me the morning she passed away. I shouted for glory because I know from that last breath, we have prayed God for the next of us.
Amen. Amen.
Good, merciful.
Yes.
Powerful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Anybody else got anything on their heart tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you. Get thanked for.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for saving me.
Yes, sir, brother.
December 1987, we and Brad were friends just like brothers. Hey, don't let you live for God. God showed me a need to.
Amen.
I can't thank you enough. You can't. I won't live long enough to thank you.
Amen.
But you'll get spanked. You don't say if anybody's got something on their heart, they better say it.
Amen.
You ain't guaranteed your next breath.
That's right, brother. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. You don't let pass it up. Amen, brother. Go ahead.
A lot of you know part of my story. About 5.5 years ago, I was sort of giving up on church and the Lord. I was at my wit's end. But you know, Lord was there. You know, I was not in shape to feel him, but you know, from that point to the day, I witnessed a miracle today. A lot of you probably seen it too, but didn't realize. You know, we don't see God's miracles a lot of times for what they are. My wife and my oldest son stood there in that pulpit and sang a song this morning. Now, before 5.5 years ago, nephew, if I had time to go through the whole story, you'd understand that that is truly a miracle.
Amen.
For the city of Hammond to stand up and to sing praises to the God through what we've been through.
Bless
you,
man.
I can't thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen.
I'm just so glad to be here. I'm thankful for what God has done and what he's going to do. And I was truly saved. It will be 8 years, July 21st.
Amen.
I was in the pits of hell. God pulled me out.
Amen.
He gave me a new life, a new start.
Yes.
And as I was in that hospital room that day on my knees praying, I felt his heavenly presence as I was praying with him.
Hallelujah.
And I just am forever grateful. He's a solid rock. And amen. I have a great family. I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Great church family. I'm thankful for that. Just praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Anybody else got thank you? Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Four states prayed for me.
Amen.
And people that I never heard of.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
Bye-bye.
So,
Lord, I can't do it no more myself. Please,
amen.
You know, give me some help. You know.
Yes.
And he'll be faithful.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that was in 2006 up till tonight. I'm telling you, he's been faithful to everything he says he'd do.
Yes.
I love
him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You lost, you better listen.
Amen.
Yes.
About
4 years ago, they told me that I had Parkinson's.
One thing that comes with it is a shake. And when I started shaking that time, my wife knew what was going on. And we were getting ready to get someplace where that was happening. And we ran to a fella. I'm telling you, I was so glad that I couldn't eat. I wanted to get my hands and get food up by, because I just thought I would have to look. I've been in a lot of pain. It's the worst thing I ever made. I didn't want to go out anymore. I didn't want my youngest to come and watch me. But God took that same way.
Amen.
To which I've never
tonight they'd like to say.
Brother Chris, I'm really enjoying your preaching, brother.
Amen. Thank the Lord, brother. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I should. A lot of these folks here know I've been talking about people standing open.
Go ahead there, brother.
You feel much better.
Amen.
You can go home and you won't take a
whooping. Go ahead there, brother.
I don't see any whooping. I'm going on fast. You know, I deserve nothing that I've got. You'll probably thank.
Amen.
God has been so good to me. I'm nowhere near perfect. I'm way off. Brother James, don't do everything right all the time. But he said all of my sins was covered.
Amen.
Past,
amen.
Present, and future.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. He saved me one time.
Amen.
I ain't gonna save you the first time he saved me.
Bless him all.
I hear that, it makes me sick. I don't want to throw up. Bless him all. Jesus died for me one time.
Right. Go ahead.
His blood one time.
That's right.
Come all work for him.
That's right.
I have no more.
And his blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
You got me a home in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Maybe a little cabin over on the hillside.
Amen.
That's good enough for me.
Well,
amen.
Amen.
I thank him for everything he's done for me. He's given me a family that no man should deserve.
Amen.
Oh, Johnny, I ain't gonna lay on much.
Go
I got one sitting here, he's preaching the word.
Amen.
Putting all his heart into it.
Hallelujah.
God has blessed him. I know it's coming from God because I've known him all his life. I know he couldn't do it.
Amen. That's right.
He couldn't do it.
That's right, man.
He had trouble talking to me.
Amen.
Amen. Mama is the main cause of my youngest woman in church.
Bless him.
Amen. Everybody in the church every time.
Yes.
And I said at home.
That's good.
Bless him. I regret that. Just too late for that. Amen. But what's left, I can't go and be with.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. God is good.
Yeah,
it was very good. He gave me grandchildren. He gave me great grandchildren. If they come to me, their daughter could not be one of them. So I'm going to take that for the house, that peace. It's all right now. Amen. He gave me some good young ones. Give me a super wife. You know what? I'm just home. I don't know what you call it. But this right here, seeing people stand up and testify. Brother Mark, that's yours. You don't know. I remember what it used to look like.
Say that, brother.
I remember when the first brother got to stand up. That's
good.
People got so ashamed.
Amen.
Bless you. I got so good.
Go ahead, brother. Tell us.
I don't care what anybody said about me, Mark. You can talk all you want to as far as writing down the words you want.
Hallelujah.
You're seeing that old lady up there.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
He understands us.
That's right.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Will be.
Amen.
God's the brother and offer. Good to see him.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Yes, it did. That's what it's all about.
I'll tell you what. You can get up, brother Chris. I'll sit down.
You go ahead, brother. Praise God. Amen.
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 I remember having you.
Go ahead, brother.
Old time.
Hallelujah.
You shouting.
Yes. Go ahead, thank the Lord. Amen.
See, when I was growing up a little boy, I was saved. And you know, I often think about that. Whether I was saved or not.
Amen.
You know, my great grandma, she made it, and I go a little bit that. She'd talk to me around the lodge pot every Tuesday. We was building for him at the lodge pot. She'd talk to me about the Lord. Got to do what's good and all that. And, you know, I believe my
teammates. Amen.
You know, I don't know when I was saved. But I remember back, I believe in God, because she used to tell me one.
Amen.
I didn't know.
Amen.
But I always felt there that me and my son in law about the God that brought us to. Stephen, we don't talk a whole lot. Talk about this thing with him. see them all this up here. Amen. I don't see them. I almost just a thing tomorrow. Amen. Steve, everything will be all right, buddy.
Thanks,
Mike. He's still with us, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless us all.
I guess I better hook.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, man, I really enjoy it. I mean, I really enjoy seeing this right here. This is what revival is all
about. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.
That's right.
You know, the very least thing that's on your mind.
Speak to God.
God appreciates you standing up.
Yes, sir. You truly will, praise God.
A lot of people think, oh, I ain't going to say nothing about that. People don't want to hear that. Don't tell them.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Stand up and testify.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Anybody else
say
it down in heart tonight?
Brother Chris, I said prayer with him. I want to be obedient to God.
Hallelujah, brother.
I'm going to stand up. And now I thank God most of all for saving my soul.
Amen.
What he's done for me. God's been good to me.
Amen.
God's helped me. God's blessed me down through this walk of life. I've had cancer twice. God's healed me both times.
Yes.
I thank God for it. It was prayer. It was God. Amen.
Yes,
I had a migraine headache. It got so bad that I was just ready to give up. I was ready to give up my church. I was ready to give up preaching. I was ready to give it all up. But thank God for prayers. Thank God for answering that prayer. He took care of it. Amen.
Hey,
don't tell me God can't answer prayer.
Let's
go. I know He can. Amen.
We shouldn't have to preach. Go ahead and preach it out. I love it. Anybody else got anything on their heart?
I didn't stand. I don't
want to
get that
with him. Go ahead, Mom. Bless
the Lord. We've been through a lot of things, but God's always been there with us.
Yeah,
right. Richard had cancer. Missy had cancer. I had cancer. I was out of work for almost 4 months with my back. I didn't get to go to church, and that's the first time that I've been that long without going to church in a long, long time.
That's right.
And I missed it, and it's so wonderful to be back in church.
Amen.
And be able to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
I just thank Him for saving my soul.
Amen.
Thank you for giving me a Christian husband, Christian family.
Amen.
It's just wonderful. It's just so wonderful to have all this and all these Christian friends and neighbors that we have. And we know we've got these people praying for us. They have a line to God that nobody else has. And if you don't know God, you don't have Him as your Savior, then you need to walk up to that aisle. You need to kneel down right where you are.
That's right.
And ask Him to come into your heart.
Amen.
Because there's no life like the life of a Christian.
Amen.
It's not easy. He didn't say it would be easy. But He gives us all the blessings that we can ever stand. And I just thank all of you. I know this church prayed for me while I was sick and down in my back, and I appreciate that. I appreciate God and all the blessings that He's given us.
Amen.
And I can't praise Him enough.
Amen. Thank the Lord. That's my mom.
Amen. He blessed them before God touched this old man.
Right.
I was living in sin and I enjoyed what I was doing.
Man, that's
it. All joy in it. But one night during the revival, I was sitting at a friend's house watching football, drinking beer like I did every other Sunday. I woke up, got to knock on that door, comes on.
Hallelujah.
You know, that was many a year her and mom prayed. And I went home at night and was safe in my own living room by myself, meeting the Lord.
Amen.
And from that, we received my brother Gerald. We received his boy Justin. I don't know if she knew she was going to get into all this singing stuff and awesomeship, and I was praying. That's what comes from it. You can't give up.
Amen, brother. That's right.
I think several times I should have been killed while I was in sin. I wrecked a Mustang coming up James Ellard Mountain one night. Drunk, it turned five somersaults. I woke up with it on top of me. But God spared me. And you know, and I honestly believe that was because of the prayers of mom.
Amen.
Amen. So don't give up. Sometimes it takes a while. It's not his.
Sometimes.
Amen. But God hears your prayer.
Amen. Amen.
It takes about 14 years.
Yeah.
Bless him. Bless him, mom. Y'all pray that. Don't fight.
I didn't have a relationship with my mother and my father for over 14 years. I allowed Satan to come in between me and the rest of my family, my brothers and sisters. Though I wouldn't let them love me close.
But I kept on praying.
You know, just like the Lord. They loved me from the distance that I kept. And those prayers I laid on my bed one weekend. Well, I didn't use the bed to sleep. I had two or three nights. I thought I was dead. This is about 5.5 years ago. I'm going to go back up and pick up the story. Now, I've been in church. A lot of this came through bad confusion and misleading and allowing myself. I didn't read God's word like I should. And I'm responsible for allowing somebody to lead me down a path to the total dark. That's my fault. And I've had to suffer a lot. But by the grace of God, one weekend, I've done a whole lot of suffering, and I've done a whole lot of praying, and I've done a whole lot of just, I was lost, and my mother came to me about 4 o'clock that morning, came to just do my mind and said, she loves you. And I know where she got her love. It comes from God.
Amen. That's right.
And though I hadn't been around him to speak of for over 14 years, I knew what I had to do. With the biggest amount of humility. It didn't matter what it took. It was either that or death. And I went and knocked on their door. And they were getting ready to come to church. And I called them to not come to church that day. But I think if doing it over, I think that they wouldn't come either. But I was sitting there, and Daddy was sitting there, and Mom was getting ready. And Daddy's sitting there probably with his shirt off. I can't remember. And he puts that on before he goes out the door. But I'm going to tell you what I'm telling you is, I was sitting there on the couch. Mom come around the corner, and she looked at me. And the second she saw me, she thought one of my kids was dead. She thought one of my family members. I don't know what she thought, but I could see the terror and knowing, seeing what she saw in me, knowing that something bad wrong. You know, I didn't have to tell her. I didn't have to go back and explain a whole lot of stuff. She knew the evidence was. one who made me.
Amen.
He loves me the most because he made me. He knows all my faults. And I was going through a time that without him, the prayer. I'm a living proof. And it's not that he's my whole family.
Amen.
My family. I realized where I'd come up short, and I had failed to be, to understand God and to follow him, to be the spiritual leader in my home. I was having problems with my children. I had 3 teenagers in the home at the time. And I took it to the Lord. And about 2 weeks after, I sat down and I apologized to him. I just, and I couldn't hardly talk. I mean, it was the hardest thing, one of the second hardest thing I've ever done. And I just told him, I'm so sorry for failing to be that leader that they were craving. And from the Lord to lead me and to lead them. About 2 weeks after that, my middle son came in who was kind of causing the most trouble in the home at the time. Called one night when he was supposed to have already been there. And I thought, of course, he always calls his mom because that's the easiest route to take. She put the phone down and I said, now what? She said, well, you don't know if you can talk to him. So we wait up on him. And that's when I said, oh, really? Now what? When he come in and he sat down, I see that transformation in him before words ever come out of his mouth. I see him going through the same thing that I went through when I went to mom and dad. Told it the best he could, but the Lord got a hold of him. The Lord got a hold of his father, and the Lord got a hold of his son.
Amen.
And all my family.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
But I tried to fix that myself for 2 years before I turned it over to God. And I left it with him for 12 years. And I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to take place. I just didn't know it was going to be that Sunday morning.
Amen. Amen.
And it was one glorious Sunday morning. But we have a better day coming.
Amen.
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 Brother Chris.
You go ahead, brother.
You know, I've never heard this many people testify in a long time. But I sit here and listen to the prayers that God has answered.
Amen.
And I sit here and listen. The people have been healed by God.
Amen.
But you know what? The best thing is that we've been born again. Thank God we've been washed by the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you either way.
Amen.
If we go by the grave, if we go by the rapture, thank God we're healed either way.
Amen. That's right.
I've got a better home, thank God, on the
go
other
ahead,
side.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Score was 1. From France and the fourth, pregnant. I'm pregnant. That jumping up and down. We've never experienced that before, and it was hard to experience that. I took her out of the room and told her to take her to the nursery for about a couple hours. When she was back in 30 minutes. The doctor said she was pregnant. I think he got her off.
Amen.
And thus she is perfect.
Amen.
From the day she was born, I have spoken blessings over her, changed her diaper, bathed in her. I just ask God to bless her with life.
Amen.
I believe she's going to be a singer. She loves music.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank you for saving my soul. church, my family. You know, I don't have a mom and dad here. I don't have grandparents here. But I still have a mom and dad here.
Amen. I may never talk to that before, but I'm thankful
for that. Amen. Anybody else got anything on their heart? I'd like to thank God for saving myself. I've been appreciating one year. And I thank you for what he went through. He was talking in the sermon about the passion of Christ. I watched it one night, but I never want to see that again from my heart. That was nothing what he did with me. So I know that he loves me so much. The least I can do is pray.
Amen. Anybody else thank God at all?
Yeah, he sure will.
I watched him come through. He
is. Who he is. Then mom had back surgery right after today. Then, you know, here recently I've been diagnosed with bladder cancer. But you know what? It's never worked in person. It's not.
Bless you.
I don't have any people asking within the last week or two, have you heard of them? I said, no, you know, I'm not ready. No news is good news is the way I heard.
Bless you, man.
But, you know, now I'm 3 months going to go back for checkup. But, you know, I feel that God's may have put this on me because of my friend. Bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Go ahead.
My daughter, my husband.
Amen.
She's the only one I can have.
Amen.
I'm losing my voice like a week from back there. You may get something wrong. I do work with him, and I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody. And if you're sitting here right now and you can't feel this and say that God's dead, then your God's not dead.
Yeah,
I went and watched that movie, and again, if God's here, please go watch it. Anything in this world, it proves that God's real.